Well, Cricket South Africa recently announced that the Proteas will be heading down under in August. They take on Australia in three T20s and three ODIs, with the first T20 in Darwin of all places on the 10th of August. This comes after they also confirmed the Proteas will play a test match. Well, two actually. They're heading to Zimbabwe to play two tests starting on the 28th of June at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo. They then take on Zim and New Zealand in a T20 tri-series in July. I guess that it is some international cricket, and the test series will come after the Proteas take on Australia in that World Test Championship final on the 7th of June at Lord's. Then in football news, Gunners winger Bukayo Saka is ready to go, according to Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta. The England international has not played in 3 months due to a hamstring injury, but he could feature in tomorrow's clash against Fulham in the Premier League, and his manager insists that they haven't rushed him back.
He's pushing because he really wants it. We have respected the time frame. We have done everything, and we had to hold him back even. So he's ready to go.
12 points separates Arsenal from Liverpool on the Premier League standings with 9 matches remaining. There is a Arsenal versus Liverpool clash at Anfield still to come. So as a Gunners fan, I do have some hope. Wolves take on West Ham. Nottingham Forest face United in the other matches tomorrow. And then tennis to finish. Young Czech player Jakub Mencik improved 30 positions in the latest men's ATP world rankings. That's after he clinched the Miami title yesterday. The 19-year-old stunned 24-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic in straight sets, denying the 38-year-old the coveted 100th professional title of his career. Mencik is now in 24th position. Italy's suspended Yannick Sinner stays on top of the rankings despite not playing for the past 2 months. Germany's Alexander Zverev is second, followed by Spain's Carlos Alcaraz, American Taylor Fritz, and then Novak Djokovic. That's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.